Hello.
Every tutorial that I do usually is something that people go to develop PHP in the request a tutorial section and they request us to do it. So I'm not yanking these out of my arse. These are highly requested things. And what this is a flash poll that has PHP and MySQL functionality and auto updating. This one says, what do you think? Who is your favorite character on Sesame Street? Mine was Snuffleupagus, so I'll pick Snuffleupagus, press vote. Booyah, baby. Snuffleupagus has won. Cleared the field, says thanks for voting. Have a nice day. Now, it recorded my IP address, so let's see if I can vote again. Oscar the Grouch. Vote. Ah, you have already voted in this poll, and that turned red. Now, what if we try to vote without even choosing something? Let's try that. Please choose before you press vote. So it's a very smart application. You want this for your website, okay? Now I'm going to change my IP address that it recorded in the database and show you how I can make another selection like if I was somebody else. Okay, I went to the database, changed my IP address that was on that first choice, and now I'm going to pick Big Bird, vote, and there we go. So now you know it works. You want to learn it? You can right now. The first thing we have to do is create a storage mechanism that's going to hold all of the votes, all of the choices that the users make. I have created my MySQL database already, so I'm just going to go into PHP MyAdmin. I'm going to add a table to that database that I created, special for this. If you have a database for your site already set up, you can add a little table to it for this, or you can have a whole separate database, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to click on the left over here, the left column, on the new database that I created. And there's no tables in it, so I'm going to add a table to it. So let's name our table Voting Poll Fields 3, press go. When the fields come up to populate, you're going to make the first one ID. It's going to be integer, length. It's going to be auto-populated for you. It'll have a value of 11. Let's go down to auto-increment and check that box or set it to true, and then primary for the index. Now, this one is going to be choice. And this one is going to have, it's going to be int as well. It's just going to be a number. And mine's going to have a value of 1. If I was to have 10 choices that they could choose from in that question in the poll, this would be a 2 if it was 10 or more. If I had 100 or more options for them to choose from, which is crazy, that would be a 3. So you see what I'm saying? Since I'm only going to have like 3 options for them to choose from, this is always going to be a 1 because it'll always be under 9 or under 10. The amount of options I give them, I'm only going to have 3 options. So this number, this choice field will hold only a 1, a 2, or a 3. That's it. I'm only going to have 3 choices. The next one is going to be the IP address. So IP address, that's going to be varchar 255. I just make my varchars 255 usually because that's the max byte limit that they can have in the varchar field. But you can set varchars to 50, whatever, if you know it's going to only be a number under that, because it will cut it off. If you set that to varchar 12, no more than 12 characters will ever go into that field. It'll just cut it off automatically. Alrighty, so I think that's everything we need. Very simple. We press save. And now we have a table. If we browse it, you'll see there are 0 results. There's nothing in the table. But each time somebody makes a vote, each vote is going to have its ID, and that'll auto-increment. Their choice number, which will be a 1, a 2, or a 3, depending on what they choose. And IP address, that way they can only choose once, they can only vote once. But this, for the most part, will make most users not be able to vote twice, most people in the world, so don't worry too much about it. Okay, so this application has 2 more components to it. This is the flash file, that's the user interface. And then there's a PHP script that's a parsing mechanism, the dynamic language, that's going to send data in between Flash, ActionScript, and the MySQL storage that we set up. So we have the flash file, and then there's going to be a PHP parse file that I'll explain also. So what we have here is stuff on stage. You'll see when you download this file. I'll have the download for it in the video description area. You can just click on that, download the source package, and follow along. We'll have stuff on stage. You'll notice when you open it up. And here's scene one. First thing, when you grab the file, you'll be in scene one. You'll see layer one there. And you'll see this thing is set up into a movie clip. Everything's contained into a movie clip called Whole Poll. That way you can slap this bad boy, that movie clip, right into a flash website, a full flash website, and it'll still work all on its own independently. Because when you double click inside of it, that's where the code runs it, is living. So the code that runs it is living inside of the movie clip with all of these other things. That means it can be independent within your application and still work and communicate with that PHP parse file and the database, no problem. So inside the movie clip, you'll see this all the stuff on stage on that bottom layer. The top layer is ActionScript. Let's lock those so that we don't happen to put any objects on those on stage. We just want stuff on the stuff layer. And this one's ActionScript 3 for request the totals. That is the total numbers from the choices that people have made. First thing we want to do before they even vote or anything is put the amounts into these three fields here. Count 1, count 2, and count 3. So that's what this code is for. This one is for when they press vote. They make a choice and press vote. That's when this code comes into play. So let's take a look at the first section of code, request totals. And you'll want to dig around with the things in the file. Click on everything and notice that most things have an instance name. See how they have different instance names? Each little thing we have on stage here has an instance name, almost all of them. And those things are things that communicate with the code. This is just static. That's static text. But most things here will communicate with our code, and you'll see the instance name of these items in the code. All right, so let's highlight ActionScript 3 layer request totals. Press F9, open the scripting panel there. And here is the code complete that requests totals using the PHP parse file. You can see what the parse file is named. It's parsemypoll.php. And that is going to be living in the same folder as your flash file. Now we have the first thing we'll do is set up the URL variables and then build the var send variable up. We build that up with certain options that we want it to have. It's going to have the post method instead of the get method, and we're going to have data variables going along with the send. And here we build the var loader variable, which sets up the actual communication transmission between ActionScript and PHP. And this is, we're able to give it a complete listener. So have you seen the previous tutorial I did, the guestbook? You'll be very at home with this code because it's pretty much the same thing. We request information, and then when somebody interacts with our flash file, then we send any data that they gave us or choices or whatever to PHP in a different section of code. But you have to request some data initially if you're going to have a dynamic application. So that's what all this is for. And it's very similar to the last tutorial. So if you already know what's going down with it, you don't have to listen to this, just fast forward. So we build the URL loader up. It has the complete event assigned to it. And that means when data is sent from this, using this variable, we're going to send a variable called myRequest to PHP, and it's going to have a value of load numbers. So PHP is going to know exactly what we want in our request. We're asking to load the numbers. So then the complete handler fires off when that data comes back from the PHP file. So right here, this line actually executes the load process to the PHP file. When it comes back, this complete handler fires off, and then we can put data in that we acquired from the PHP file. The PHP file talks to the MySQL database. So that's how it works. We put in the count text fields all of the choices that we get back from the PHP file right here in the onComplete or the complete handler function. And that is that. Now before we go to section 2, let me explain something to Chuming. These are three dynamic text fields. When the user presses vote, and if this is empty, they're going to get an error message. What happens is, with these three dynamic text fields, anytime the user presses any button corresponding to that field, that field's information, the string data, the words inside of it, get sunk into this field. That's how that works. Now let's talk about the send choice code. Now this part of the application is a little more complex, there's a little more going on. But what we do in the first line is we hide the processing movie clip. Much like the last tutorial, there is a processing movie clip. So when the person presses to send data, we load that processing movie clip up, make sure it's showing. That way they know something's happening. Set it to have a visible property of false. Sorry. That way it's not seen until they press the button. First thing we do, set that to false. Cannot see it. When they press the button, below in the code is when we make it visible true, so they can see it. Second thing we do here is initialize the choice number variable that we'll use below. We're going to change this variable up depending on what they choose, option 1, 2, or 3. So this choice num will become either 1, 2, or 3 and then get sent to the database and stored. These bars here are two text formats that I set up, one for error formatting, which has a color of bright red set on it, and then the next one is a text format that I set for the success color, which is, I think, a bright green. And those are applied in different parts of the code. That way you can make this text field have different colors. By default, it's white. If they get an error, it's going to be red. If they get a success message, it's going to be green, bright green. You can set those colors any way you need. Now, what we have here are button click functions. Let me scroll down a bit. Right here we have button functions set up for those three blue buttons. So each button gets an event listener on it. That way we have a function that can run when that button gets clicked. So we have an event listener for click for each one of those three buttons. When each one gets clicked, we have a function that fires off that handles changing the choice number variable to that choice. You can see choice num is 1, choice num 2, choice num 3. Then the choice num text is equal to choice 2 underscore txt. So that's how we take this, see, choice underscore txt. That's how we give that field any one of these three values depending on what the people click. That line of code right there where it says choice underscore txt is equal to choice 2, or it's maybe equal to choice 3 if they pick 3, or maybe equal to choice 1 if they pick 1. So that's all the button functions and the event listeners for those buttons. Now we can go down to the code that is very much like the other code on top. We build the URL variables again, the URL request, URL loader. So this is the complete handler. And what happens when the button gets pressed is here at the bottom, and we're going to check that in a second. But here is the complete handler for what happens after the button gets pressed and data comes back from PHP. Let's explain this first because it's first in the code. So in the complete handler, we set the processing movie clip to false because in the validate and send function right here, we set it to true. So it's they see the processing movie clip when they click the button. In the complete handler, when the data comes back, we set that to back to false so they can't see it because everything's done. No more processing. Choice text is given a value of blank, so that will get no value. That way it will clear that field because there will be information in this field when they press vote. When the data comes back, we want to clear that back out. So we clear that out and we make the choice num variable 0 again. I don't think that's a very necessary thing, but I did it. I don't know why. It doesn't hurt anything. Then we load the response from the PHP file. See these event that target that data? These are variables coming back from PHP. Return message, and then we have the return message is going to get sunk into the status text field, and we give it the errors format if it happens to be an error. If the return message is thanks for voting, that means it's not an error. Everything went through good, so we give that status text a success format. So here we have a little conditional that's saying if The return message from PHP is thanks for voting. That means everything went cool. Their choice was stored in the database, their IP and everything. And then we can load the new numbers in because we're going to have PHP reestablish what the new numbers are with their choice added to everything. So we just load the count text right back up, and that's how we get the real-time updating to happen. So they don't have to refresh the page or anything to see their choice added to the votes within the system. Okay, so that's the on complete or the complete handler for when the data comes back from PHP after they vote the response. Okay, now let's talk about the last little bit, which is the validate and send function that is tied to this vote button here when they press vote. Okay, this is very simple. We have an event listener for the vote button. We have to be listening for the click event. And then we have a function called validate and send that fires off when that button's clicked. And here's that function, validate and send. You can see inside of that function, I have an if and else condition statement set up. Inside of this if conditions, we're saying if the choice text length is empty. That means if the choice text field is empty, we want to give them an error message saying please choose before you press vote. And we sync that into the status text field and make sure we put the errors format on it so it's red. And in the else condition, there would be no error because the choice text would have some value in it, and then we can process everything. So we say processing MC is visible. Visibility property is set to true. That way they can see it flashing. Then we ready the variables for sending. The first one is going to be user choice, and that's the choice number, the value of what they chose. Well, not the value of what they chose, but the choice number of what they chose is going to be either 1, 2, or 3. Then variables, my request, that variable is going to be store choice. That way PHP file knows exactly what we want to do upon this request. There's going to be two sections to the PHP file, just like there's two sections to the ActionScript code. Then finally, we load all of that using the var loader here to the PHP file, these two variables. When it's done and it comes back, remember the on complete or the complete handler fires off and refreshes everything. So that's it. That's how all of the ActionScript works, and that's I put here. The last thing to show you really is this thing. It's just a static text field, and it has a link on it. You see that? And I am going to my poll results. Here, let's just put it right there. That'll go to your poll results page, and you can go HTTP and all that if you need to. But that's if and only if you have a page where you may be storing all of the results from all previous polls you've ever taken, because I do that at Develop PHP, and it seems like it's just a thing that people visit and check out. All right, now let's talk about the PHP file, and we're done. And these source files will be available for you to snatch up. Okay, here I am in Dreamweaver CS4, and you can be in any text editor you like, but it's nice to have highlighted syntax that has different colors. So I don't know what you're using. If you're using Notepad, everything's black and white, and that's pretty boring. Using something else, you'll have code syntax highlighting, and you'll be like, hey, that's cool, that helps me code and keep things organized, and I can see where my errors are easily and stuff. But anyhow, we have section 1 and section 2, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. Basically, you connect to your database right there using your connection data from your database. Then the first section is saying if post my request is load numbers, because remember in ActionScript we send my request variable of either load numbers or store choice. This first section here handles load numbers. So we initially load the numbers up. We got to gather them from the database. And I know some of you PHP uber geeks are going to say, Adam, there's a more efficient way to do that through an array and multiple addition, insert, a multiple select, blah blah blah. I don't care. I'm trying to set it up and structure it so a beginner can really understand how it's going on.
And this is it's mad fast, man. You're not going to improve this much more. Come on, shut up.
Anyhow, what we do is we query From the database table called voting poll, we select ID where choice equals 1. So if there's 80 people in there that chose selection number 1, we're going to get 80 IDs coming out of here. And we can access exactly how many with MySQL num rows. So this will have a value of 80, for instance. So we do that for all three of our choices that we're giving people. And all you have to store in the database for their choice is a simple number. That's why you can just query these simple numbers and you'll get the exact amount of how many people voted for what. So then we echo back in choice text 1, choice text 2, and choice text or choice amount 3. And those, the first one you can see has no ampersand, no and symbol. But everyone after the first one has to have an and sign there. If not, it's going to be seen as the end of this value, and you don't want that. You want each one to be broken into URL encoded variables, key value pairs. Now the second section of code runs when we have Flash has a my request of store choice. So when they make a choice, first thing we want to do is obtain their IP address, and this is just a way to, you can kind of make sure that everybody only votes once, blah blah blah. So IP address will get recorded. So that gets put into a local variable called IP. Here we create a local variable from the posted variable that came from ActionScript, which is their user choice. Local variable is called user choice right there. Then we make an SQL query to select ID from voting poll table where the IP address equals this person's IP address. So if an ID comes out of there, if somebody has that IP address already in the poll, we can know with this MySQL num rows, this will be a 1. This row count variable will be a 1. So we say if row count is equal to 1, you're already in the database, sucker. You have already voted in this poll. We give them that return message into Flash, and we don't load any new numbers. Else, if this is a 0, which it should be most of the time, we run this little bit of code. And this, what we do is insert into the voting poll table the choice and the IP address. And here are the values, those variables, choice and IP. So there's fields in the MySQL database table called choice and IP address, remember? We sync these values into them. And then we do what we did up top by selecting all those values for all three. And there's a way you can just add 1 to the number that they chose. I'm showing you how to structure it out, more for beginners to see how it's set up. Doing it with math is a little more complicated and it would take me a lot more time to explain, so I'm doing it this way. Excuse me, this flies too, super fast. So my message is equal to thanks for voting, so then Flash knows to give us a green success message and all that good stuff. And then we echo back that return message, thanks for voting, and the choices, the values of how many were 1, 2, and 3. And that gets auto-updated in Flash when they vote. That's how everything works. So that is that. Coming next is one that I've been promising Asgard at the site. He was in Fireworks and Dreamweaver for creating a site creatively and maintaining it in Dreamweaver and expanding it, making more pages and stuff using that Fireworks layout. So if you want to see something like that, check out our next tutorial. Bye-bye.